Feds, 1.6 million foreign nationals awaiting entry to U.S. through Biden's parole pipeline. By John Binder on April 30, 2024. A significant number of foreign nationals are awaiting authorization to fly to the United States as part of President Joe Biden's parole pipeline, federal documents reveal. The documents, released by House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN, on Tuesday, detail specifics regarding the administration's CHNV program, which has allowed more than 400,000 nationals of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to fly to the U.S. at their own expense, from January 2023 through March 2024. Notably, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, told the committee that as of mid-October 2023, approximately 1.6 million foreign nationals had applied to secure travel authorization to the U.S. under the CHNV program. For context, the number of foreign nationals seeking entry to the U.S. through the CHNV program as of last fall is larger than the populations of 11 states including Delaware, Rhode Island, Montana, and the Dakotas. There is currently a monthly limit of 30,000 advanced travel authorizations that may be issued to foreign nationals, under CHNV processes, DHS officials noted in their response to the committee. Also in their response, DHS officials admitted that even as the administration has opened the parole pipeline for foreign nationals to travel to the U.S., they are still inadmissible under federal law, meaning they have no legal basis to be in the U.S. All individuals paroled into the United States are, by definition, inadmissible, including those paroled under the CHNV processes, the DHS officials write. Over 50 airports in the U.S. and neighboring countries are being used by foreign nationals approved for U.S.-bound travel through the CHNV program, the documents show. From January 2023 through August 2023, the top American cities where CHNV applicants landed are Miami, Florida; Fort Lauderdale, Florida; New York City, New York; Houston, Texas; Orlando, Florida; Los Angeles, California; Tampa, Florida; Dallas, Texas; San Francisco, California; Atlanta, Georgia; Newark, New Jersey; Washington, D.C.; Chicago, Illinois; Las Vegas, Nevada; Austin, Texas. Though prior reports showed which airports are the most likely to be used for the CHNV program, these documents show the scope of the airports involved with facilitating the program. Green said the documents expose the egregious lengths DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will go to ensure inadmissible aliens reach every corner of the country, from Orlando and Atlanta to Las Vegas and San Francisco. Secretary Mayorkas' CHNV parole program is an unlawful sleight of hand used to hide the worsening border crisis from the American people, Green continued. Implementing a program that allows otherwise inadmissible aliens to fly directly into the U.S. has been proven an impeachable offense. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.